Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television Radio. Today we're on this episode, spotlighting, coming to us from Loveland, Colorado, Susan Robbins, top-notch evolutionary epigenetics human performance coach and founder of Healthy Awakening, a client-centered coaching practice with a focus on optimization of overall health and quality of life according to how you are created, precision health. As an epigenetics coach, Susan affirms the best investment you can make for yourself, your overall health and well-being, is your understanding of your unique needs, how to successfully implement that knowledge, and identify what works specifically for you. She guides, empowers, and teaches us all how to fundamentally incorporate lifestyle components, including diet, mind, exercise, sleep habits, even the environment around us to influence expression of our genes, thus giving us the ability to largely control our health outcomes. In other words, a genetic blueprint that predisposes us to disease. It's not a guarantee we'll contract that disease, as it does come down to choices. But Susan works with two epigenetic platforms. She does DNA testing, and within her coaching program, she combines it with PH360 Shea platform, which looks at how you are formed in the womb and the predominant hormones that drive you. She also offers epigenetic age testing, as aging is the number one risk factor for disease. Epigenetics is how our lifestyle and environment affect how our genes express. We can literally regulate outside factors to either turn on or turn off specific genes. Epigenetics coaching focuses on genetic expression. So we're so excited to have her here because this is a fascinating deep dive into the understanding and unlocking the secret to living your best life. It will absolutely change you, this conversation, in the next 30 minutes. And we've got a lot of questions here, and we're going to really get into it. But first, let me take a moment to welcome Susan to Close Up Radio, coming to us again live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. Welcome, Susan, to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I'm really excited to be here.
You are very welcome. We're excited to have you here as well. You know, we all have our own life's journey, things that we decide we end up doing. Sometimes it's decided for us just through the opportunity to do work that we love and we realize is work that means a lot to us, but also greatly positively impacts others. For you and your own journey and your own description of your background, share with us maybe some of these components to your own journey that pointed you in the direction to not only doing this kind of work, but how you even discovered epigenetics.
Sure. How long do we have?
a couple of hours, I think, but we'll have to break for coffee.
I'll keep it as short as possible here. But yes, we all do have our journeys, and mine was definitely an interesting one. I'm actually a retired police officer. I lived a very, very stressful life, and while I was a police officer, I contracted Lyme disease. I developed autoimmune diseases. I was basically a mess. I was tired and joint pain and constantly getting injured as an avid CrossFitter. No, it was not the CrossFit people. It was my body was just worn down, and I didn't realize it. I didn't realize just how out of flow I actually was. I started working more with natural holistic practitioners and saw what a difference food made, and didn't even realize how that was just skimming the surface of what was happening with me. And as I started realizing that I was not going to be a cop for the rest of my life, and just started delving more into lifestyle, and that's where I found health coaching. So I graduated from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in 2016 as a holistic health coach. And by 2019, I just wanted more. I'm a very high-performance person. I want to be optimal. I wanted my clients to feel better than great. And so here I was working with, you know, food, exercise, all these things I thought I was doing right and thought I was doing right with my clients and wanted more. And in 2019, I found DNA. So I did it myself. I have not ever brought anything to my clients that I haven't done on myself or used on myself. And I did the DNA, and that just started my whole epigenetic journey, some things that actually made sense as to why I was having some of the issues I was having. And then in 2020, so I became a certified DNA coach through Apeiron Academy in 2019, and then I went to a level two coach in 2020. And in 2020, I found the Shea app, the PH360, which is now Precision Health Alliance. And this one, I tell you, was a game changer. It's based in Australia. There's really so few people in the U.S. that even know about it or have been using it. And when I met with my coach the first time, I was still tired, even though I'd been working with genetics and health coaching, those basic principles. And he said to me, well, when are you eating breakfast? And I said, well, I intermittent fast because that's what you're supposed to do. That's what all the experts say. And so I don't eat until after CrossFit at like noon or one. And he said, did you even look at your profile? And I said, not really. Finding out that my health type is the type that is kind of like the doubting Thomas at first. And I said, okay, I'll get in here and start looking. And he said, yeah, you shouldn't be intermittent fasting. You burn like crazy. You need to stoke your little fire all day long as you run on testosterone and noradrenaline. And I thought this was kind of bonkers. And I also found out that I was a morning person. And here I've been living as a night owl for 54 years. No wonder I was so out of flow, right? So this completely changed me. This profile, I was eating foods I shouldn't be eating. I was eating at the wrong times. I was training at the wrong times. I was basically just living completely opposite of how I was designed. And I said, do you guys have a coaching course? He said, we have a class coming up. So by February of 2021, I was endorsed by them to work with clients. And so I've been combining those two platforms since then in my practice. And I used to do them one or the other, but now I combine them together because it literally is a user manual for your body and your mind and your spirit. And it just made such a difference for me. And so I just made the leap, and I'm now all epigenetics based, and that's what I do. I did the biological age testing for the first time last year and saw that I'm actually at a much slower pace of aging. And again, I have some crappy genes. We all have some great ones, and we all have some not so great ones. And I just saw that lifestyle is absolutely the number one thing that we need to concentrate on. And so here I am. I'm doing what I love and just so blessed to be able to do it.
Tell us, let's define, break out more of what epigenetics actually is, and what is epigenetic coaching?
Sure. And you pretty much touched on that when you did a fabulous introduction. Thank you. So epigenetics is how our lifestyle and our environment affect how our genes express. So genetics, our DNA, pure probabilities and propensities. So people think that automatically, as you had also alluded to, that just because you have a genetic predisposition for something, that it's going to happen. Or because you don't have a genetic predisposition for something, that it won't happen. Every choice that you make is going to turn some genes on or off. The good ones we want to dial up, the not so good ones we want to dial down. And that's the beauty of epigenetics, is you have control over about 95% of what your DNA does. So I tell people, don't panic when you see something that's not so great if it's expressing. And that's the thing. Is it expressing? And that's where epigenetic coaching comes in. you'll see DNA reports that people do. They get their 23andMe and some other ones. And that's where the panic mode sets in because they don't understand it. And it really comes down to are these specific genes expressing and do we want them to? And so with the coaching, I work with my clients to get the good genes to express and to dial back the not great propensities if we don't want them expressing. And so that comes down to the different lifestyle choices. So when you put all that together, you get people into their flow, again, according to how they're created. And we have so many people that are just out of flow right now and just don't know where to go with it. So I bring all the information together as an epigenetic coach, and because otherwise your information is just information if you don't know how to implement it properly. So we put this all together and have them work through that so that they're doing the things that their body, their mind needs to be optimal and get everything that we want expressing the right way and lower propensities for specific conditions that we don't want coming up.
That's so important, right? Yeah, there's so many people, like you said, are sort of not with the flow and not going, so they're not really going mm-hmm. with the flow itself, and it's important. The world, you know, has been flipped upside down on so many different levels, and with all the information and the social media and just the 24-hour situation that we have, technology and everything is fast and instant gratification and do this and get this done and inboxes and tests and phone calls. And it's a lot, and it's affecting people because not every single person is built for that. Not every person wants that, and not every person can handle it. And some of these markers like you were talking about, you know, can get triggered, bringing up stress and other things, which can trigger things internally, right?
Absolutely. When you asked me how I was doing, we got on here, and I told you I was nervous as anything,
and now you're good,
my biology,
right?
There we go. I've eased into it, but that initial stress, I tend to not handle as well, but have the tools of
and it's all self-imposed, right?
It's
self-imposed. So when you work with your clients, you can relate to them because you realize that some of it is self-imposed, and you can work with them to help them work through some of that, right?
Absolutely. We're all human. Right?
Yeah.
And nobody lives life perfectly, but it's about having the tools to get through your life and be optimal, to have the energy you want to have. And it's really all about being fully present in any area of your life. Because if you're out of sync in one area, you're going to be out of sync in all of them. And the problem is that so many people are so out of sync that it becomes their normal, and they don't know what it feels like to be just in this amazing flow. And so I try to create that awareness with them and just really live authentically according to how they're created. And it's a really beautiful thing to witness, the change in people.
You know, it's really amazing when you think about it, because our DNA and our ancestral history, it does play a huge role in all of this, and you're very in tune with it, which I think is fascinating on so many levels. And this is new information. A lot of people are really this is groundbreaking work you're doing, because a lot of people are discovering this now and embracing this and understanding that though there may be certain things that are lined up based on, you know, family history, all the rest, there are things that can be done to at least work through illness or disease, maybe stave it off, prevent, what have you. Your coaching style, it sounds like it's really compassionate, empathetic. You really relate to your clients, sort of create this safe zone, this trusted relationship where they can emote and tell you some of their biggest fears and hopes and dreams and desires. And they probably tell you things that they don't even tell their closest loved ones and friends, because they just feel comfortable enough with you that you get it, you walk the walk, talk the talk. You've experienced this in your own life, right? That's all part of your coaching style.
Absolutely. You pretty much hit the nail on the head. I am 100% personalized coaching. My clients get my phone number. They can call me or text me or email me anytime in between sessions. It's a partnership. I've been where they are, and it's when you're trying to figure out, I have a couple types of people that work with me. I have the biohackers that they're just missing that final piece of the puzzle, which most of the time is the chronobiology from the PH360, the timing of everything. Even if you're doing the wrong things at the wrong time, the right things at the wrong time are wrong, right? And then I have the people who have tried everything, and they come to me saying, you know, I've followed everybody's recommendations and nothing sticks, and they're frustrated. And I get it, because I've completely been there. And when I bring a client on created, how they're formed in the womb, the predominant hormones that are driving them, how they think, how they act, how they'll relate to me, they usually say, I've had people in a consult say to me, I've never felt so heard in my life. So it does create a safe space when you understand how someone is, even more than they understand, and see that these aren't faults of them or weaknesses that they've been told are weaknesses. You're not working out enough. You're not going hard enough. You're lazy. You're fat. And they hear these things, and it's demeaning, and it beats down their spirit. And I want to build up their spirit and pull out all the amazing things in them so that they can start thriving. And every single body type has the ability to thrive. We're all just different in what we need. And when they see that they've been told to do keto or paleo or vegetarian, it's like all of these generic instead of genetic things, and they start to see changes. It's just an eye-opener for them, and just such a relief to see that it wasn't them. But it wasn't, right? The recommendations were not for them, and this is what their body needed. And so that's why there's a lot of people that do group programs. I like the one-on-one because I like to have that camaraderie and that closeness with my clients or with couples. I love to work with couples as well. So,
well, you know, it's really important too, because people may say, oh, well, you know, I'm destined to have diabetes, or I'm destined to get cancer, or I'm destined to have things that they saw, maybe the parents, grandparents, others within the lineage deal with, and then give in and give up and say, well, there's nothing I can do. But what you're stressing is that through this work that you do, us taking care of ourselves, mind, body, and spirit, is critical. Tell us why.
And it kind of comes down to what you had mentioned, that it's people just don't know, right? They don't know what to do anymore. And so it keeps that spirit down, right? So there's the spirit part. They don't know how to take care of their body.
And there's so much information out there, it can be confusing.
The Google rabbit hole.
The Google doctor, yes.
Google rabbit hole. Don't do it. Talk to me before you get down the Google rabbit hole. Because again, they see this, intermittent fasting, great for everyone. I was even told, recommend this with the longevity. But it isn't for every single body on a regular basis, right? We're all so different. And so when we understand, when you give the tools to people to make these beautiful lifestyle changes, they become present in all the areas of their life. They're better with their partners. I had one the other day say her daughter told her that she's not yelling anymore, that she's at such a peace now. And that is just like these small things that are really massive in overall. It's just an increase in quality of life. We're here to thrive and not to survive, right? And when that quality of life starts to decline, everything around you does. And so people lose their sense of purpose. And so we see so much self-medication through alcohol, through drug use, stress. We're never going to get rid of stress. It's anything that creates a reaction in the body. People don't recover from it. So it keeps building, and it's like this badge to say, I'm so busy, but yet what's it doing to the body? And we don't realize it until it becomes too late and stress literally kills. We're living on fast food. The healthcare system is sick care, right? Let's go to the doctor when we're sick, and then we get medications thrown at us, and we don't even look at lifestyle. And it's the lifestyle that drives all of it. And so knowing what you need to feel energized, excited for life, feed your body these things at the right time, understand, love, and appreciate who you truly are. You take that mask off, so people are wearing masks, living according to who they think they're supposed to be. Health improves, and this is Dr. Kim McDonald. I love this quote from him, a PH360 CEO. Health improves when you match your environment to who you are instead of trying to match you to everything else. And so the mask comes off, and we see people. I see people living their authentic selves sometimes for the first time in their 60s. And it's just like an albatross off their back, and they begin to thrive. Weight comes off. The markers, lab markers, improve pretty quickly for a lot of people. And we just get things moving in the right direction. So it's hugely important if you want a good quality of life to share with your family, be on top of it at work. It's so important to address all these areas.
It really is. Every single one of us really can benefit from epigenetics coaching, right?
Oh, 100%. Again, you don't know what you don't know, right, until you know it. And some people, again, are afraid to say, I don't want to know. I'm just going to go with it. Well, if you can measure it, you can work with it. Just knowing what your propensities are, wouldn't you like to know if you're headed in the right direction to be able to see your grandkids get married, to be able to do things that you love to do at any age? I'm 58, and I'm out there every single day, super active, and I want to be this way so that I can live the quality of life I want to live. And that's where I want my clients to be. If you, anybody that wants to have a great quality of life, live according to how they're created, be their most authentic self, they're going to benefit from it.
That's
absolutely.
So incredibly important.
Understanding yourself.
Mm-hmm. Does it work for all ages?
Sure. So DNA, your DNA never changes. Okay. So what you get from mom and dad, those specific genes, they don't change. It's just the expression of them, right? Being turned off or turned on. So I've done DNA on an 18-month-old. But the PH360, for me to coach a child, and I've worked with families as well, which is also phenomenal, they just have to be through puberty so that we can find their type, how they're formed in the womb. We do, for an onboarding there, it's measurements, but different things, things like your jaw, your skull, your hands, your feet, and that gives us insight to the predominant germ layer that was formed in the womb. So they have to be at a certain point puberty-wise for us to type that, for me to work with them there.
That's so important, right? Yeah. Let's talk about how the sessions work, too. Somebody is interested in this kind of work. What's the best way that they can go about connecting with you, but also having an opportunity to really, you know, dig in deep and start the session with you? Do you do an assessment, that kind of thing? Yeah. I mean, is there blood
I do a free consult. Yeah, I do a free consult, about a free 20-minute consultation. People can reach out to me, and I'm happy to meet with them either by phone or a Zoom call. I always love seeing people, but I'm happy to do phone calls as well. And I'm all Zoom-based with my sessions, so I work with people. I have people all over the world. I have a couple in Dubai. I have people in Australia. I have people all over the U.S., Canada. So I meet with people anywhere.
That's great.
There's options to work with me. If you want to do just DNA, I can do just DNA. It's basically a one and done. I do not coach off of DNA anymore by itself because I don't feel it gives me enough to be super precise. But I can absolutely do DNA. And then my coaching programs are all DNA panels plus the PH360. And so there you're getting, that's why I said, like, you're getting your blueprint, your user manual. We have the information. And it, all my sessions or my coaching programs are all based on the number of sessions. And the beauty of working with these platforms is when I first started health coaching, I was 12 sessions was my minimum. And now I'm down to 3 sessions, 6 sessions, or 12 sessions because we can be so precise with what these people need and get results, accomplish results in a much quicker way. And then there's also the option of doing the biological age testing. So when I do meet with someone in a consult, I really try to find out what it is they're looking to accomplish, what they want to know, where their level of commitment is, and then we can put it together with what I do to see what the best option is as far as working with me.
That's really terrific. I mean, this question is sort of generic because I think you've answered it already, but from your own perspective, vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry? No. We're going to dig deep. We're going to dig deep.
Neapolitan, please.
Neapolitan, right. Yeah, Libra. It's balance and harmony, a little of each. I knew it. Just for the listeners, she's a Libra, I'm a Libra. That explains a lot.
That's right.
How is your work different specifically than other coaches out there, health coaches?
Yeah, like I said, I'm all precision-based. Most of your coaches, they're not going to be as precision. So you're going to and I say this because I did it. As a holistic health coach, you're throwing some spaghetti against the wall to see what fits, right? Let's eliminate this. Let's eliminate this. Try this, try that, and find out what works for somebody. What I do is we say, all right, here's our plan. Here's our blueprint. Yeah. Here's our user manual with PH360. And we break it down one priority at a time. There's 6 different priorities. They're different for each of their 6 health types. It's different for each of the 6 health types in the order of what's most important for them to start with. So I break it down so we can focus on 1 or 2 things at a time so they're not overwhelmed. And again, it's precision health. And that's what's different from any other type of coach. And I tell people I will be looking at things differently than anybody you've ever spoken with before. And it's true like 99% of the time. I look at them in a very different way. And it's all who they are as an individual and never grouped in.
Why do you love doing this work so much?
Oh, it just fills my heart. Because I don't want to get emotional, Jim. I get emotional here. I see the changes in people. I see the changes in people. When one of my clients, I said, what did you get out of this? And she said, I got my life back. I see people that are just living completely differently. The joy that you see on their face, the changes in their body, their confidence. The relationship, they're doing better at work. Some change jobs, realizing they've been out of flow at work. I mean, it just fills me up to know that I just stabilized in a different way than I did as a police officer, right? I'm helping people save themselves and just create an amazing life for themselves and those around us, because we so often want things to change for us, but it all comes within us. And when you see someone just fall in love with who they are and accept things that people have told them to change, accept them for this is who they are, and embrace that. It just fills my heart, and I just love what I do, and I'm blessed to do it every day. Truly.
Well, it really sounds it, and you speak from the heart. I encourage folks to go, if you want to connect with Susan, go to her website, Healthy Awakening, and that's .co, right?
It is. I say there's no S. Right? So you get one awakening, healthy awakening, and it's not.com. So if you get an email kicked back or I don't answer, then try again and take the M out because it's the most common mistake. Or you can feel free to reach out by telephone. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I'm very, very accessible. I just want to help anybody that can benefit from what I do.
You do extraordinary work. Susan, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I absolutely have with you on this episode of Close Up Radio.
I did. Thank you so much, Jim, for having me. I appreciate this, and I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season.
you as well, and I hope we get a chance to explore some more, maybe hear some case studies, testimonials. That would be a pleasure. Thanks for joining us, Susan. Susan Robbins here. She's extraordinary. She's with Healthy Awakening, and she is an evolutionary epigenetics human performance coach and founder of Healthy Awakening, which is a client-centered coaching practice with a focus on optimization of overall health and quality of life according to how you are created. It's precision health. We appreciate Susan being with us. We appreciate you being with us, listening from all around the world. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, and stay right there. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another incredible guest right here for you on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.